Hey, peace and blessings to you. My name is Jerry B. I am the Entree Musician, and so are you. Welcome to a very, very special episode of the Entree Musician podcast. You know that this is the space where we concentrate on the mindset, discipline, and focus. But what we're doing today is just slightly different because, let me tell you, Cleveland, Ohio is right down the street. I had to welcome my brother and friend, Danny Mack, from just an hour or so away to Cleveland because he's doing big things in the city of Cleveland, and we have to bring him to the platform to explain it. Brother man, peace and blessings to you. How you doing, sir?
Thank you, my brother. I'm doing fine, and thank you for the invite on this podcast. I really appreciate it, sir.
Absolutely. We have to give a huge shout out to Marvin Maffitt, another good friend of mine, and really contributor to the music and to the arts. And he made the introduction between us. So what's happening, Marvin and Danny? I mean, as many times as I've been in Cleveland, I'm in Cleveland all the time, I have not had the opportunity to know you much better, my friend, but you're doing things here and there, man. Tell us a little bit about you and the work that you do.
Well, I've been doing this benefit concert called the Multi Music Fest for the past 17 years. It's a benefit concert that we raise funds for our family organization, the MC Chapman Center for Humanitarian Services. So we do this event, like I mentioned before, 17 years, and it's getting bigger and stronger every year. Also, we do a health and financial fitness seminar as well to educate people when it comes to health and finance. And this center was dedicated to my grandmother and my grandfather, the late Reverend Marcellus Chapman, who was pastor of Harvest Missionary Baptist Church, 71st and Kinsman in Garden Valley. And my grandmother, before she passed away, wanted to dedicate the center to, you know, to him, because he was a outreach pastor. He loved the people. He was a shepherd, you know. So my mom, Marcella Caffey, is the director of the center. And we just recently, assistant director, my Ruby Alexander, just passed away. But the center is still going strong, and the concert is still going strong. So we still setting our goals high for this event, annual event every year.
Wow. And is it, has the event always been held at Kane Park, or is it at different locations each
year? We've done different locations. We've been at Kane Park for the past, I would say, 2017.
Okay.
And we've been there for years ever since. Before that, we were at Cleveland Playhouse Square. And before that, we was at Cleveland Amphitheater Zoo, Cleveland Zoo Amphitheater.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, fantastic. So we've been around in Cleveland.
My man. Were you promoting shows prior to the Multifest, or was that your first foray into putting shows like this together?
This really was my first, you know, Multi Music Fest was my first go at it. Yeah. Before then, you know, I'm a musician. You know, I'm a minister of music at Our Lady of Fatima. But I came out of my granddad's church, and, you know, the whole family is musicians and preachers. So I couldn't help but play. So I always had a love for music all my life, you know. So that's where it all began.
Well, that's fantastic, man. You have an incredible lineup. I mean, this year is just magnificent. Tell us who's hitting the ball out of the park and how the whole evening is going to flow, man.
Well, we're going to open up with Cleveland's own local artist, Stacey Richardson. Her stage name is Sarah's Girl. Wonderful, talented young lady. She's like a sister to me. We have a lot of history. Matter of fact, her grandfather, Reverend Whedon, was the pastor of St. Timothy Baptist Church here in Cleveland, and her grandfather and my grandfather were good friends. So me and Stacy go way back. Her family, just as well as mine, is musically inclined. So wonderful singer. And then we're going to bring on your friend, Jeff Lober.
Jeff Lober.
Yeah.
Jeff Lober ruined my life. He ruined my life, man. I got to say that every time. And you tell him the next time you talk to him, Jerry B said, you ruined his life.
I would delay that message. I would relay that message. I call him the father of jazz fusion. He's been out here for years, Grammy Award winner. and he's still going strong. So
absolutely,
he's coming on second. Then we bringing in Kirk Whalen.
Mm.
I love one of my favorite sax players, Kirk Whalen, who's very versatile in his music. R&B, jazz, gospel, you name it. He covers it all. We brought Kirk Whalen back in 2019 with Jonathan Butler and Peter White and Huge Groove. And that show, Kirk stole the show as usual. You know, we'll never forget the highlight. He walked out at Kane Park. He walked all the way out to the audience, all the way to the lawn section, just playing his saxophone, serenading everybody. So I'm looking forward to seeing him. And then we're going to have our headliner, Kenny Lattimore. Soul man, R&B, Kenny Lattimore. I just found out that his number one single, what's the name of it? Take That Dose. Take a Dosage is number one on the billboards.
Wow.
Excellent. So he's doing good. So I'm very excited about this event this year.
That's very, very cool, man. Tell me what is behind the scenes, because I've done a little bit of this. We did the Youngstown Jazz Fest for a while. In fact, in 2017, our band had the opportunity to open for Kirk Whalen. So I know what you're talking about with him, you know, able to steal the show, but he was the headliner. He was supposed to. Tell us a little bit about what goes into, especially since it's been 17 years, what goes into the event? What are you putting into it? And then what are you asking us as the public to do? How can we help beyond buying the tickets? There's something else we can do.
Well, definitely with these artists, you're going to be entertained and it's going to be great music that evening, but also the proceeds from this benefit concert go towards our program, outreach programs for the MC Chapman Center, which some of the programs we have is child care facility. We have a helping hands and clothing operation that we give clothes and food to the needy. We have a scholarship program for our young people. We kind of focus on Ohio, Cleveland, Ohio, Northeast Ohio, but the center is located in Garden Valley. So that's where the proceeds go to continuation of our programs that we have.
Excellent. That's absolutely fantastic. And if I'm not mistaken, just recently, I think your organization put on a benefit or a banquet for the Gospel Music Legends of Cleveland, Ohio. That was just recently, wasn't it?
Yes, my mother was part of that Gospel of Legends, Marcella Caffey. Yeah, she was part of. She was one of the recipients of the award, and it was a wonderful. It's the name of the organization here in Cleveland. It was under the James Cleveland Musical Workshop, which they have their organization local here in Ohio. So they're the ones that gave this wonderful event a couple of Saturdays ago, and it was really wonderful. And it was awesome to see other gospel Cleveland greats, you know, attending this event. So it was well deserved.
Absolutely right. Now, this may seem like a naive question, but did the Chapman Center come first or did the Multifest come first?
The Chapman Center was established back in where the child care was established back in, I would say 40 years ago. My grandmother, Carl B. Stokes, granted her this facility.
Yeah,
I still have pictures of this, the grand opening. And my grandmother was a very determined woman. Matter of fact, talking about Anna Chapman, she was something else. I miss her dearly. She was the executive director under Lewis Stokes, the 21st District Caucus. And she was first lady of the church. And so she was the executive director also and director of the Harvest Daycare Center, which is the child care. And I hear stories from my mom and aunt how she camped out there in City Hall during Carl Stokes being mayor. She was determined to get this facility for child care so women would have a place in Garden Valley, you know, working women and fathers to, you know, have, you know, someone that would take care of their kids while they were at work. So she was very determined. So that's where it all started, with the child care was first.
Now, where's the Chapman Center located? So if people want to drive up from Youngstown, which I suggest that they definitely do so to support the work that you're doing there, where is the Chapman Center located?
7101 Kinsman Avenue is right next door to Harvest Missionary Baptist Church on Kinsman Road in Garden Valley.
Excellent. Excellent. Yeah. Well, let's just find out a little bit more about you, my friend. I mean, you know, growing up in a family dedicated to ministry and in music, what were your formative years like? What instrument do you play? And, you know, were there any other genres of music that you played other than gospel? Tell us a little bit more.
Well, I started off playing drums in the church. Like I said, I was raised in the church and I was surrounded by family members who was musically inclined, so I couldn't help play. My mother played. My sister Avis played and my grandmother played. Mm-hmm. So my first instrument of choice was the drums, which I used to play drums for the junior choir back in the day. Yeah. And then I picked with the piano a lot, you know, but I started really becoming more fond with the piano in my teens. You know, I was listening to good music back then, trying to imitate. Matter of fact, I play by ear and I was learning learning my favorite songs off of Earth, Wind, and Fire, Stevie Wonder. You know, that's when music was music, you know. Absolutely so right. That's what really got it started. And then I started playing with different R&B bands, and I started my own R&B band. But, you know, it's full circle. You're back at the church, and that's where my ministry is at. And that's where I use my gift and talents.
That's absolutely excellent. How much did the business of music draw you with respect to you starting your bands and learning a bit more about shows and productions and management? Did that draw you just as much as the music? Or,
you know, I'm going to be honest with you. Always had the organizational skills, you know, being up in church. You know, I was president of the junior choir and then president of the youth choir. So it all began at church. Yeah. You know, that's where everything began. But far as the business of music really started when I really got, even though I was playing music and playing in different bands, the business part came when I started doing promoting. I would say that.
Gotcha. Yeah.
But that's when the contracts pop up and you have to learn how to read contracts and, you know, so that's where the education begun, and I'm still learning as we go.
Absolutely. Well, this is why we call this the entree musician. You have to be entrepreneurial. You have to have just as much dedication to the business as you do the creativity and the arts. And sometimes, you know, some people tip on one side or the other, but it's keeping that proper balance. Like you said, knowing what the small print says on the contract, knowing, you know, what the riders are and what the back line is and all of these things that go into place. And you have to have the same rhythm, I think, as you do being ambidextrous on the drums. You know what I mean? That's just
correct.
Me, you know.
That's right. That's right. The words of wisdom. Yes, you will learn. So it's a good balance, you know, still being a musician and still doing the music business. It's a perfect balance. You learn, you get a chance to learn both on both ends. And I'm still learning. You never get too old to learn.
No, sir. Definitely. Now, before we got started, you brought up a great name, man, who has been a good friend to me personally, as well as I can't think of one independent musician in Cleveland and abroad that he hasn't affected somewhere. And that's the brother Mark Ribbons, man.
Yeah.
Blessings to Mark.
Jazz preacher. That's what we call him. He gave me a call just before me and you were talking. He was telling me about another promoter that's going to be, he's going to be doing some jazz events starting this summer. Yeah. And Mark was kind of letting me know what was going on. And it was funny because he's trying to do some events, two events in June, two events in July, and two in August. And one of the dates that he was planning on doing was the same date I'm doing a concert in Mark Ribbons told him, you might not want to do that because Jeff Lober and Kirk Whitten. And the guy was like, oh, you're right. I'm going to have to find me another day. But that's what we were talking about.
Absolutely.
Mark, he had reached out to Mark to host some of the events that he's doing. You know, I mean, what better host, you know, than Mark
Couldn't
Ribbons?
Get anybody better, man. He is the best of the best, not only professionally, but personally, too. He's a man who is good and solid and strong, and I have the utmost respect for him.
Yeah. There's a lot of history with Mark Ribbons and his family and my family. Remember back in the day, his father started Ribbons Bookstore, where he wanted to purchase gospel music and gospel recordings, and this was back in the day. And you know, his whole family, his father, his brother John Ribbons, who's a pastor as well, and Ribbons, who's a wonderful piano player. So our families go way back too.
A lot of history, a lot of legacy.
Oh yeah,
that's beautiful. So tell people how they can get the tickets. What time does the show begin, and all of the logistics that they should prepare for this wonderful event?
The event starts August 31st, Labor Day weekend, at Kane Park Amphitheater, and the doors open at 4 p.m. and the show begins at 5. You can purchase tickets at etix.com. That's ETIX.com, or you can call Cleveland Heights City Hall at 216-291-3669. But Kane Park's box office will be opening May 18th. So you also can purchase tickets or call 216-371-3000.
That's absolutely fantastic, man. Well, listen, I'm so grateful that you stopped by, gave us time out of your busy schedule to discuss this wonderful show, as well as all of the great humanitarian work that the Chapman Center is doing.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, man. Thank you. Absolutely. Thank you for having me. I appreciate
Definitely.
It.
Definitely. And we're going to do all we can here at the Entree Musician to help spread the word and make sure that Kane Park sets record attendance. I mean, come on, okay. Kenny Lattimore, Jeff Lorber, who ruined my life, Kirk Whalum and Sarah's Girl. I mean, come on. What a great show.
What a great show. And I really appreciate this, and you having me on the show.
Absolutely.
I mean it from the bottom of my heart. I appreciate this.
Man, it's my absolute pleasure. I mean that. Peace and blessings to you. And you know we're going to talk soon, right?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yes. Most definitely.
God bless. And you know what? That's going to do it for this episode of the Entree Musician Podcast. I tell you what, Danny Mac, definitely. And you know, you got to check out his website too, man. You got to go to newseasonsproduction.com and get all of the information on the great work they're doing, not only in entertainment, but humanitarian efforts as well. My name is Jerry B. I am the Entree Musician. But you know what we always say? So are you. We will definitely see you next time. God bless.